This is the Seabed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. Learning to anchor in the word of God. Psalm 84, 1 and 2. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Consider this. Yesterday, I noted that if we are to grow in our love for the Word of God and find it deeply impressed in our hearts, two things must happen. One, a greater vision of the Word of God, and two, a deeper, simpler, and more comprehensive way of reading. Over the past several years, I've been pioneering ways of reading the Bible for all its worth with all I've got. I'm finding it to be quite different than what most others are doing. Most people I encounter go in one of two directions. One group reads devotional materials. Their engagement of Scripture consists of whatever the particular devotional material might reference. I am not eschewing this approach. It is fine as far as it goes. However, it just doesn't go deep enough to adequately anchor a person in the Word of God. The other direction people tend to take is that of reading plans. They're trying to cover large swaths of Scripture each day in their devotional time, from a 90-day reading plan to a 1-year plan or even a 2-year plan. They're trying to get through the whole Bible. I don't want to eschew this approach either. It, too, is fine as far as it goes. However, it just doesn't go deep enough to adequately anchor a person in the Word of God. I am a massive advocate for a deep familiarity with the story and sweep of the story of Scripture. I'm also a strong proponent of reading devotional material. We can learn and grow a lot by reading others' writings concerning Scripture. And while I don't consider the daily text devotional material in the usual sense of the term, it is a form of devotional commentary on Scripture. The practice I'm trying to pioneer is something altogether different. I'm going to call it anchoring. Anchoring means living with a particular text, usually a passage with some length or heft, for a significant period of time. It consists of daily engagement with what I call the 5 R's of anchoring: reading, ruminating, rememberizing, researching, and rehearsing. I will focus on those in the coming days. But anchoring is the process of engaging a text of Scripture in a simple yet comprehensive fashion to the end that we have laid claim to the text for the rest of our lives, and the text has laid claim to us. As an example, I've been reading Psalm 84 for the past 9 months. Almost every single day. Many days I've simply read the text aloud from my Bible, focusing on hearing it well. Many other days I turned on my Bible app and let it read the text to me, while I again focused on listening. I found an anchor buddy to join me in this text. More on that tomorrow. I wonder, though, if today you would humor me and simply read Psalm 84 aloud as we close. Focus on hearing it. I will be referring to it in the coming days. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. The prayer. Yes, Lord, I want to learn to anchor myself in your word, that your word might anchor itself in me. Train me in this way of patient reading that slows down and covers less ground. I have the image of a drilling or mining operation. What greater treasure could I claim than your word? Holy Spirit, would you orient me with this way of anchoring myself in the word of God to the end that the word become flesh in me? I pray in the name of Jesus, who is this way in perfection. Amen. The question, is there a passage of Scripture you are led to anchor into in the coming season? Would you like to explore this? Is there someone you could share in this practice with, perhaps even over the same text? An anchor buddy? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.